when Zimin Shinyates see Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber says, a Mechabes. And what is the translation of Mechabes? So here it says, Perish Shemoitzi Achemo Minacholov. But Mechabes will see these are the different processes that are done with milk to make cheese, to make butter. So, Teildes Bateildes Beirehu. So this is a Teilda of Beireh, and therefore it is also. So let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says, Perish Shemoitzi. There's no exact how the cases we hear, but we're speaking about a Teilda of Beireh. So somehow we have here a combination of liquid, and we are making butter from the liquid. So that's a toda of boira. V'chein, all the procedures which are done in the making of butter and cheese, etc., go into this category. V'chein, alekeya cholo, a person who takes milk, the Nisein by Kevo, Oishal Mine Chimuts Kidei Lechabtsai. That means milk by itself is a liquid. If you put in this Kevo, this is the powder of a stomach or other Mine Chimuts or calcium, so this, by doing this, the milk separates. And we get the curds and the whey. So by just doing this cooler, the nice boy, that means he has a gallon of milk and he puts something into the milk, a chemical that will bring about that the curds will separate from the whey. That's all what he did. So that alone is Meleches, is a Teuda Meleches Beirah. Oy, ha'oise kemin kli gemi, or he has a keli made out of cheesecloth or something else, v'noisein ha'koim b'soichoi u'me'acholov noitvin, or he has already this separation, that means he has curds, and the whey, which is the mecholov, and he puts this into the sack. Kaim is curds. That's the curds, and the mecholov is the whey. So, and he puts both, he puts this into the sack, and the sack will do the rest. So the mecholov will drip out, and the curds will remain. So these are all pu'ulais of being mevarer, that means in the milk alone, these are pu'ulais which will separate these two chalokim, the curds, from the whey. Yes. Kolze bechlau mechabes do telde the beira. So this falls into this telde beira mechabes. V'osa, and this is also minatayre, she's not allowed to tell a guy to do this because it's a shmus. You tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa. Fine. Now, since we're speaking about the problems of boira, which arise with dairy products, so now the Mishnah Berurah speaks about another case. V'chein ha'koilet shumen ha'sof al b'nei echolos. A person has milk, and before the homogenized milk came out, so the milk had the cream was on top, and the milk was on the bottom. V'shekoilet smetana, it's called cream. So if I will separate the cream from the milk, Gam zehu bechlal beira. This is bechlal beira. Okay. Yisoyer. So now we have here a bottle of milk. On the top is cream, on the bottom is milk. Okay, Yisoyer shekshiyagia somoch lecholov. So if he wants to take away the cream from the milk, so he has to stop before he shouldn't be boiler the cream from the milk. So when he comes somoch lecholov, that means he's in the process of taking off the cream, and there is still cream over the milk. Yaniyasa, so he shall leave over this cream im hecholov with the milk. So what is he doing? He's being boiler shumen from shumen. That means the shumen over the milk. He's not taking away the complete shumen. He's taking away a chelik of the shumen. So memele, so there's no breir over here. That means he's not like he's leaving over some shumen, and he's taking some shumen. So that is permissible. Va'oshori. Chmoyshe kosav sifu dalit. We hear the same thing. A person was pouring a chavis with yayin and shmarim. So we said he's allowed to pour out the yayin till he comes to the mokim in the chavis where the yayin is ma'uriv with the shmarim. And then he should stop pouring. So memele is he should not separate the yayin from the shmarim. So here also, he stops before that he shouldn't separate the cream from the milk. Vuhu adin lahadrach. He has another eitzer. He can take away all the cream. But when he takes away all the cream, he has to take away a chelik of the milk also. She took tzas min hecholov im hashumin azer. He can take off. So then he's separating milk from milk. So the horeire is milk from milk. Avo lika hashumin b'tzimtzum. But exactly to separate the cream from the milk, also. Afilo he wants to eat the cream now. Shereihu loikeyach bechav. Because this separation that he is doing is with a spoon. And this is considered boirer bekeli. That means he need this separation to take away the cream from the milk can only be done with a spoon. A spoon is capable of separating these two liquids. So it's called Beira Bekeli. So Beira Bekeli is also a Fulula Alta. The whole, so, but he said, so again, don't separate it exactly. He gives him two alternatives. Either leave over some cream or take some milk together with the cream. And then this will be mutter. Then I can use my spoon, but there's no boira between two minim. I'm separating milk from milk or cream from cream. And then it is mutter. But he says as follows, Becholzeh. That's why they said that it is mutter to separate. If you leave over a little cream or you take milk together with the cream, that means he needs this for Shabbos. He's interested in taking cream. He's interested in drinking milk without any cream. So then he's permitted to do this. De'im lo'ikein. But Shabbos b'chlal, he's not interested in the milk inside the cream. But he wants to separate it. De'im kein. So al-boyre, there's no shayla because it's cream from cream or milk for milk. But havi kimechin mishabes lechil. But to say isa hachonet, he is being mechin mishabes lechil. So memele, that is awesome. The main sorich loy, rak she choishesh she yiposay viskalko. What is, he's not interested, he's slashing, he doesn't, he won't have any milk, but if the cream will remain connected to the milk, it will bring about a kilkul, and it's not going to be a kilkul to the milk. Now, somebody's not allowed to do it because it's a chonem mishabes lechel. Is muta lasis al yidei eini yehudi. So then he can tell a goy to make the separation. Again, he's going to tell the goy to take the cream from the cream or to take some milk along with the cream. So there's no isa boira whatsoever. So the whole isa is hachone. Hachone lechel, who isa midivrei seifrim. So the whole isa hachone is an isa derabonam. So it's a shvus to shvus b'makim seide. I'm telling the goyim to be making mishabes lechel b'makim seide that is permissible to my shekosav simin shin zayim. Okay. Tell this boirehu. So hamachabes is until this boireh. These are bu'ules. These are rules that are told over the separating the curds from the whey. Now, umiklauze, I'll tell you another case. Hamamid cholov b'mokim cham. I take milk and I don't do anything, but I put it in a hot place. So the heat also will bring about this separation between the curds and the whey. So this is a tilde boira. Vahalekeya hakoin bois and gvina, if a person takes the curds and makes cheese out of it, chayev mishum boina. He's chayev als boina. From putting together the particles of the cheese, so putting it together is chayim al zboine, shekol hamikabetz, chelik el chelik, v'dibek akel ad sheyeyose guch echod, doime lebinyin. This is similar to binyin. And the mele, this is also. So now he's saying when one puts together the particles of cheese and to get together, so that is a tilde of boine. We have to know the God Master's kasha. He said, "Perish a mitzi hachemo min hecholom." He says it's a tilde the boira. So chari tainis to make butter should be a tilde of boira. You have to know exactly what he's doing. Where the boira, how we're speaking about, we're saying this is a tilde the boira. The Rebbe says it's a tilde the boira. So the prebikotam is a problem. L'chayre, what is he boiler over here when he makes, if he's just churning it to become butter, l'chayre, that's a tilde of boiler, not a boiler. Fine. Abal koponim, this Allah, and this is, so the Baal, we said, the Mahabit is a tilde of boiler, and what's also. The Fichoch, now the Mechaba goes further. Av al-pi, shenoisnim, shumshamin, one is permitted to put sesame seeds. They're gazing in walnuts lidvash. It seems they used to spread out the sesame seeds and the walnuts and honey. And later, they used to go and gather it together, and they squeezed out the surplus honey from these seeds. So he did two things on Shabbos. Number one, he spread out the sesame seeds and the walnuts on the honey. And so that is permissible, but you have it saying beyond it, but he should not, after he spread out. Now he wants to take, in his hands, he wants to take the sesame seeds and squeeze it out, and the honey is going to drip out. So he's being boiled the seeds from the honey. So Mamela, so this is also of boiled. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lefichach. So it seems this is a continuation. That just like we said, these Berurahs are until the Berurah, I'm separating two things. So by gathering together and squeezing it together and the surplus honey will fall down, it seems to be also a tilde of boira. Mashmeh mizeh, the isa hu mishum boira. Well, if he said, since isa is boira, im datoi lechel la'alta shoylach beis biyodai. So then it should be permitted. So that's how the Mishnah, so the Mishnah the Maisa learns and speaking about that he does not want to eat it right away. So then it's a boira la'achas man. The Rabbi Shulchan wants to say, brings from the Tehillah of David, the Tehillah Dabba wants to say that the heter of la'alta is only if it's derech achilet. That means if I have a teruvis, and that's how I eat, I take toich or mitaych amseilis, so derech achilet is mutam. This process is a process that is done before I eat. Kapshat is I take the sesame seeds and I put it in my mouth. So now you take the sesame seeds, you put them, you squeeze it out from the surplus honey, then you put it on a plate, and then you're going to eat. But this action of taking the seeds and squeezing the surplus honey out of them, this is not called derech achila. It's la'alta, but it's not derech achila. It's called tikkun oichel. That even though I'm doing, that's what he wants to say. Absolutely, he has an intent to eat it right away, but this process is not derech achila. You don't eat like this. You can take it out, and then you're going to eat. So therefore, he holds it's not, it's also tilul la'alta. That's how the Mishnah says it's mutam, but he brings down a tilul la'alta that says it's also. Vayimu mogen ablam shevi metesefte. That the Issa is not als boire, no, it's lush. That when taking it together, I'm kneading the sesame seeds with the honey. So it's a pool of kneading of lush. That will also be awesome. Af al pi shenoisnim, so now the Mechaber says further, even though this is permissible, but Soloima, af al pi shemuta litain, he's allowed to put this in dvash, ay le yechab shen biyodoy. Yeah. But Soloima, le yechab shen biyodoy, He should not gather it together. Lahafrid oisoy min hadvash, to separate the sesame seeds and the nuts from the honey. Ladies and gentlemen, she brings down the Mishabur, says further, Shemahadik biyodoy esadoyzim, he holds tight in his hands these nuts, vayidayzeh nivrad hadvash meyagoyzim. So the honey separates, he holds together tight the nuts of the sesame seeds, and the surplus honey falls down. So I'm taking oichol mitesh psoimus. Shadvash yoytzeh el mihus lekaf yodoy. So this is also Vida Nibtesefte Isim. So this is also, this is a Tesefte, this anhoge of gathering together the sesame seeds or the walnuts which were spread out over the honey. But it says further, Avol mechabitz hu maise kidera v'oichol. But if you have a maise kidera, this one is permitted to take together. V'roitzoloima, what does this mean? Lahafrid bekaf, to separate with a spoon, Machol ovo, he has min haroitev de mutter. That means you have a machol from roitev, and I want to take together the machol from the roitev. So this is mutter mishum de derech achila hu bekach. This is derech achila. So they bring down, Dirisha brings down, that what is the difference between, before we said, to separate the cream from the milk is called boirer bekeli. To separate, if you have a thick machol in a liquid, I want to gather together the thick machol from the liquid to eat right away, is mutter. And this is mutter with a spoon. So they explain the differences like this, that this process of separating the cream from the milk can only be done with a spoon. I can't do it with my hands. I won't be, besides, it's not the, well, besides that, yeah, it's, you can't do it. Your hands are not capable of separating the cream from the milk, so you need the spoon to do it. That's called Beza Bekeli. But if you have a tavshul, you have a thick tavshul that's lying in Reutel, and they want to take the tavshul off from the leitim, so between you and me, I can do it with my hand also. The sole problem is it's messy, but I don't need the keli to do it. So I don't need the keli to do it. So that is not called boira b'keli, it's called boira b'yad. The keli is only being used, I should not have to dirty my hands. Right. Now, Anudin, Noagu Shloilitain Shmorim Bemashkim Bishabis Kidei Lahamidom. Now, exactly what this case is, the Orach HaShulchan says, he really doesn't know exactly what the case is. But somehow we're speaking about this mashkin, we're speaking about a mashkin that has shmorim, and he puts in other shmorim in this mashkin, and through this, all the shmorim which are in the mashkin will settle to the bottom of the keli. So by putting in different shmorim into this mashke, it will bring about that the shmorim of the mashke will settle down to the bottom of the mashke. So this is a boir de kishaylem. No gush lelitein shmorim b'mashke b'shabes kedei l'amidom. Af al pi sheroi l'shtoisei b'shabes, you can drink it the way it is now. Af al pi kein, you're not allowed to do it. V'amogin amrom kosu zeh, tell this boire, v'yidei zeh, yordim gam shimrei ha-mashke atmei b'shulei ha-keli, Vodumye de Mechabed. So this is similar to Mechabed. Shayinei Akeda Shanoishabai Misporei Hakoim Minacholov. So here also before this Mashke was one entity with the Shmorim, and by putting the different Shmorim in, he will separate the Eichel from the Mashkin. Now, let us see the Ramah. Hagor. Now, the Ramah says like this. Haroikek Boruach B'Shabbos. A person spits, and there's a wind blowing. That is a nice wind blowing when he spits. So the ruach is separating the particles of the saliva. Chayev mishum zayin. So it's chayev al zayin. Now, this lotion is a shekel lotion. Chayev mishum zayin means there is an Issa the Araisa, which is, we'll see this is very difficult to understand, that there's an Issa the Araisa, that the wind will separate the particles of the Reich. Masaza HaReich, Zatze Mishne Brure, V'loi Reinu Mishe Cheshesh Lazer. I never saw that someone should be machmer, and you should not spit when the wind is blowing. Even the einai miskavel lekar, he doesn't have any kavone that it should set the particles of the light should separate. The choshkein the einz and derech zayren. V'ayin bebir aloche, we will see the bir aloche soon. But let us first finish the Mishnah, then we'll see the Bir Halacha. Zayre, v'zayre esa tvua berachas l'ruach u'echad milametes avois melachis. One of the lametes melachis was zayre. That means we had the kernels of tvua, and it had attached to them particles of psilis. They threw it up to the wind, and the wind separated the psilis from the kernels, and the kernels fell down, and the wind separated. So that was Meleches Zayre. That's one of the Lamedes Meleches. So the Ramah says, if a person is spitting and the wind blows, some amela, so this falls into the category of zayin. Now let us see this amurdeke bir haloche. Let us see the bir haloche. Bishuvis rabbi kevegel simen chof. This topic, now we have here a Ramah that is speaking about roik. The Ramah is speaking about saliva. A person is spitting, and the wind blows, and the particles separate. So the Ramah says, Yechayim al Zayin. Now, Rabbi Kevege had a suffix. B'shoifech mayim mu'otim mitzluchis derech halayim. What if a person will pour some water? That means he's pouring some water out of the window, and then the wind is blowing, and the particles of water will separate through the wind. The ruach mefazer hatipes echad poinu lekan mechad poinu lekan yichayiv mishum zayra. He claims, as one chayiv of the Hindu Ramah says, yichayiv vehelo lekadei taharbei lahokal. So he is very makel Rabbi Kimega for many reasons. Number one, midi shmitu haboiskin hayirishalmi. That means why was this first brought down by the Ramah, and why till the Ramah none of the Poskim brought this down? This is a Yerushalmi. So why didn't they bring down this Yerushalmi? Shmamino the Leisviralu came. So Baishtai said the Poiskim did not bring it down. So we don't hold like this Yerushalmi. Why not? Elo the Meleches Zairahu Kain Boirel. The Malacha of Zaire is similar to the Malacha of Beira. The Mevare Psalis Mitoich Eichel. The Gemara Mesech the Shabbos asks, Hainu Zaire, Hainu Beira, Hainu Merake. The Gemara is, why are these three different Malachas? They're all the same. Aval Chaponim, we see from the Gemara understood that Meleches Zaire is like Meleches Beira. And what is Meleches Beira? I'm separating Psalus from Eichel. So here also, by Zaire, the wind is separating the Psalus from the Tulim, the Tulim. Aval Bekulai Psalus, but here, this case of the Remo, the case of the Remo is that he's spitting, and the particles of the spit are separating. She's not separating one thing from the other. And everything is silas. And I'm separating the silas. So the Bavli holds there's no such malacha whatsoever. Smela, that is why this is not brought down in the Poiskim. That's one thing he wants to say. Fine. But that's not like the Rama. The Rama did bring it down. And the Poiskim didn't mean that. That's a guy that we don't know. But the Rama does bring it down. And then he says, Ma'afl in das Rama, yesh l'tzadeg, du dafke b'roik. This is dafke. The Rama was only machma by saliva, not by water. That means if a person will pour water out of the window and the wind will separate the particles of water, could be, it will be mutter. Why? The chamoy that ain't disha umaymer ella migidule kalke. Meleches disha umaymer is only by gidule kalke. Cain ain Zaira Ella Bigidule Kalke. Malach Zaira, which was by Tmu, is also by Gidule Kalke. Va'odam Nikro Gidule Kalke. A person is called Gidule Kalke because he exists from things that grow from the earth. So an Odom is called, a Behem is called Gidule Kalke because a Behem eats food that grows from the earth. So that's why there's an union of Nisha if one milks the cow. So because of the behemoth, the cow is called Gidule Karkis. It's called Nisha Gidule Karkis. The same thing. And Adam, since he grows from things that grow on the ground, that's also called Gidule Karkis. Avoloi b'mayim. Do I have Gidule Kalke? So he wants to say, so could be, water will be mutter, according to the Ramon. He has an intent that the particles should be separated. The psychiatrist, Voy Nichola, yes, Matirim, Ayin Shop. Ube Seife, Alfei Menashe Pirish, the Kabonis Ayushalmi, to who b'mavir arba amos b'shus arabim ayidei haruach. The Alfei Menashe says he wishes to disagree with the Rama. The Rama says that the Yerushalmi means that if a person spits and the wind will help along. So the Rama understood the wind is causing the particles of the Reich to be Nispazo. The Sefer Alfei Menashe says, no, that's not Pshat Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi means if a person spits and the wind will take it, Dalad Amis, so he's Chayim al-Zoyre, al-Zoyre. He didn't do it, the wind did it. והוא על דרך דוגמה פרש וחמיים בזוירה אף תרוח ומסייעת בלוחי חי. That's shat the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi means that just like by Zoyre, the etzim separation I didn't do. That means it's the ruach mistayatoi. By Melech HaZoyre, he throws it up in the air, and the wind brings about the separation from the psoilus and the kernels. So we see the Torah said, if you harness the wind to do together with your pula a melacha, you're chayiv for the melacha that is done through the wind. It's you together with the wind. So the Yerushalmi means, so if I spit and I want that the spit should go, it shouldn't be next to me, I want the spit to go further away, and the ruach will bring it all the damas away, so I'm chayiv als Mavir, that is pshat in Yerushalmi. Tohu nochay. So Mr. Musa, this is a very nice pshat. Now they speak about the Nirshu brings down the tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchok about a spray. One is permitted to use a spray on Shabbos. So we have over here. We have here a few cheshbonos. We have the cheshbonos of Rabbi Kimeika. Rabbi Kimeika says that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. It's pseilus mitesh pseilus. It's not, we're not separating two things. We're just taking one entity in the same shayla. It will be by a cold water vaporizer. To add water in while it's going, you're also making a mist that you're taking from water, you're making it into a mist. If this falls into the category of this remor, so you have to know that there's The Minchas Yitzchok wanted to say, and this the others are chaylik on the Minchas Yitzchok. Minchas Yitzchok wanted to say the spray b'chlal is not a gather of the ruach is making the separation. So someone find it, it's not true. You have in the can the stomach you have pressurized air. But you have a ruach there, but you have a ruach that's doing it. So it's similar to Zayim. So then it is. So one second. We'll talk about that soon. Rav Moshe says something very interesting. Rav Moshe says he also speaks about this. So he says what the particles separate is not because of the air, it's because of the small holes. So that means there's it's a pressurized can and the pressure pushes out the liquid, but that's what it separates is not the air that's separating it, it's the small holes in the small holes in the thing, that's making that it should separate. So Mamela,
no. What's the source of one hole?
You hold the one hole? Okay.
You one hole, but you with what it is.
Then the air is doing it. Yeah. So then the air is doing it.
It's the lower things are compressed. And when they raise up here, if the air rises, plus they extend. And when they extend, it disperses.
What expands? The molecules of the liquid?
The molecules of the liquid. It's half. The compressed in the hand, they force out the compressed thing.
So they expand. So they expand.
And they get the air well, and the spurts.
Mm-hmm. So then could be the air does have a shaykhus, and then we have the shayla.
No, it's not blowing here, it's sitting here.
What?
It's not blowing here, it's stagnant. Syrtis.
The air, but it's there from inside the can?
Well, it's from there on. From the air behind it.
Oh, so the air by, there is air inside the can. So that air, if I can't,
butane is probably very well in the air sometimes. It depends on how it's
Al-Kokonim, Lamaisa, the Rabbi Shulchan brings down the Poiskim are Amekel. They say it's permissible. I mean, the soul of the Gemara group, I mean, the word Chayim of the Gemara is really a Pachad that they should be Chayim. Even saints and this are other saints and this are the Rabbonim. This are the Rabbonim. So then you have to know if you can compare the different cases together. Because the Rabbi Shulchan brings down, and the Lamaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak Paskin, that it's Mutter, Rabbi Yashu Paskin, that it's Mutter, and Rabbi Moshe Paskin, that it's Mutter. Now we're talking about, now on clothes, it's gray clothing. If you give your moiled areyah in clothing, that's a moiled. On the body, some amelis as I, there is a machloikis, it's a very interesting machloikis abreiskin. If one is permitted to be moiled areyah al gufa onom, it's brought down in Hilchus Messias Kapayim. There used to be a minig. What the Kahanim used to do, and they did two things. One thing, they used to put a perfume in the water that the water should smell nice. And number, so that's one thing. So there's a whole shavu lot to do this in Yom Tov. You hear your moiled reyach in the water. So they talk about, no, so we'll do it out of Yom Tov. So you have the water put away, it's a very perfumed water. But now, so then they speak about a shayla of moiled reyach beguf ha'odom. If there is such a isad moiled reyach beguf ha'odom, so there are machmirim and mekilim. So, Lamaisa, from the mekilim, the Mishnah Berurah was mekel. The Mishnah Berurah was mekel in Hilchus, Nesias Kapayim, he was mekel. He seimach on the mekilim. Others are machmirim. I remember I was once standing next to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankiv, and someone came over to me and said, he allowed to use the deodorant on Shabbos. So he showed him, in Hilchus Yom Tov, there's a machloikas ha-poiskim, he allowed to be meiled reich beguf ha-odom. Non-sentence, zicha mutter, sentence should be the shayl. That's what Rabbi Yankiv said. He told him there's a machloikas, he wasn't machia. The Mishmur Lamais is meikul. The Rabbi Shulchan says, if the whole intent is only lahavir azuim, or it's not for saying to be meiled reyach, so he says that the minig olam is to be meikul. Herself, not in her clothing.
Yeah, on herself.
On herself. Yeah. There's a mekilim on this. Let us start with the Simen Shin Chof. Din Shchita B'Shabbos. Zeisim Va'alovim Osa L'Sochtam. One is not permitted to squeeze out oil or wine from olives and grapes. Wine loves the marination on grapes. Bimyotsu me'atzmon. What is if they drip out by themselves? Asudim, you're not allowed, chazal or goyzer, you're not allowed to drink this liquid or use this liquid, he might come to squeeze it out, which is a deraisa. That means, even though his he has these another, he wanted to eat grapes. He wasn't interested in drinking grape juice or something like that. Afalpikain, if some liquid ran out of the grapes, so he's not allowed to. Chazal asked to use it to derive benefit from this liquid. Let us see the Mishnah so far. Also, the sochtom bahasoichtom chayim mishum mefarek. Mefarek is that he's separating the liquid from the solid to tell the dinosh. Va'ayin la'elsim in reishon beis, the shomn is bailin in tina sakreze bebeidim al zeisim banovim, v'ayin shom asher kusav in the bishamurus in kodin men beis. Asurim gzeiro shema yovoi l'sochtoi l'chatchile. That means Chazal asod the mashke, he might be soichen, so that's why he asod. So filo elo l'achila, filo he took it elo l'achila, the hainu shekimtsom l'achila, v'atam, the kivin de rubam l'shchitekai me'nechle, v'amashke shezovu, v'shema yimolech aleim l'shchitek.
That's